Blog Talk Radio.
Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network, and I'm your host, V the Preacher. This is where family gets together and has a meeting. And you know, we used to always say what goes on in this family, in this house, stays in this house. Unfortunately, I know that's not going to be the case for when we have our discussions, but because we have a world that's intrigued by us as Hebrew Israelites, as black people that are intrigued by who we are, what we do. But unfortunately, we become an astonishment and an amazement to them as we act a fool and look a fool. That's what I'm saying, because we go all out to embarrass ourselves, ridicule ourselves, and allow Esau and the other Jakes to play us, all in the name of acceptance, because we're a lost people. And that's what we talk about at Straight No Chaser. That's what we deal with. That's what we're going to talk about. See, because I understand that our people are stiff-necked, hard-headed, arrogant, boastful, and full of pride, which is why even in Ezekiel, the Most High said, set your face like a flint and make your forehead hard. He also said, they wouldn't even listen to me, so what makes you think they're going to listen to you? But eat the whole roll. My job tonight is to just speak on it, tell it like it is. We're going to cover some current events, cover some topics. It's been a minute since we've been with you, and it's good to be back. And we always say that we're back because this is the show that's designed to offend, because if you're easily offended, that means you've got buttons that still can be pressed. We try and get you to a place where things don't offend you, because you're living a life that's set apart in Kodesh, and you become transparent and not so easily inclined to be offended, because you realize that you're more than any simple words or mere words. But we offend you for the purpose of shock and awe, to wake you to hell up because of the situation you're living in, because you are asleep people. You are a people who don't know who you are and don't know what you want to do, don't know where you're coming from, and don't know where you're going. And when the truth is right in your face, you still can't see it. So we're going to deal with that tonight. So once again, welcome to Straight No Chaser. It's amazing that, as I said in the chat room, only the ignorant despise truth. And we know when we talk about that word ignorance, it's really a powerful word, because, excuse me, when you break it down, you're talking about people who like to ignore. And if ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven, Shemaim. So kick back and enjoy the show. At some point, we probably will open up the guest call-in line. If you want to have a comment, you got a question. I'm not really here to answer a bunch of questions, because I'm not trying to be Mr. Know-it-all tonight. I'm really kind of like in a sound-off mode on this show, because I figure that we got to sound the alarm. I don't think too many people realize what time we're living in. Everybody thinks we're in Disneyland. Everybody's enjoying the show. Everybody wants round two. Everybody's asking for an encore. While outside the stadium, all hell has broke loose. And when you walk out those doors, you're going to realize there's chaos. When the curtains go down and the party's over, you're going to say, what happened the whole time while we were enjoying the show? Because trust me, you are being entertained on CNN, Channel 2, BET, VH1, MTV, festivals, carnivals, gay parades, get this, get that, covetousness, idolatry, lust, keep up with the Joneses, what's she doing, what he doing, gossip, promos. At the same time, while they've got you distracted, there's an agenda taking place in other countries. People are being killed, murdered. Your money's being taken away from you. Your 401k is drifting away from you. They're trying to figure out ways to kill you economically, physically, spiritually. And believe it or not, it's all about you, fam. Because they know more than you know who you are, that you are the people that somebody's coming back for. But if there's no one to come back for, then as far as they're concerned, mission accomplished. So what's going on all around us is the fact that you sleep. And as someone said in the chat room, you've been indoctrinated. But even more so, I like the second part is programming, because television is just for that, programming. I pretty much want to slap the hell out of my kids when I come home and I see that they're just sitting in front of the television screen zoned out, daydreaming and watching at the same time, while subliminal messages are coming through the screen about that you are nothing unless you do this or have this or get this. This is how much more we have to fight against as we raise these young people. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, because there's so much that I have righteous indignation towards that angers me as it pertains to what Shaitan, New World Order, Illuminati, Satan, his imps, fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, because I believe in demons here. I believe in angels. I believe in truth. I believe in lies, because I know that truth has to be founded, because there are lies. And you know what? Your whole world, this whole world, the whole government is a lie. It's a fallacy. That's why people are going crazy, because the American dream has been snatched away from them. There was no American dream. Columbus, everything was a lie. Columbus got his hands on the Apocrypha, which is our Hebrew history book, a black people's history book, and read it and told the Queen of England that them 10 lost tribes, them Negroes, them niggas, they went over to this new land, this other land over there. The world is not flat. Came over here to kill the black Indians, who were the first here that were calling on the name Haya. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I know you don't understand that. And this show is all about dealing with you. Those of you that think life is nothing more than theft, sex, getting high, getting over. And the bottom line is that you're living in fear, because you don't know what's going to happen to your life. And you don't know what life is even all about. And you think the preachers are crazy. And the ones inside your Christian churches are, and these other churches, because all religions were made up by Zionists to keep a people blind and from ever coming into the knowledge of the truth, because they know that at the end of a certain amount of time that people are going to start to wake up, but there's only a remnant that's going to make it. Is that going to be you? Or are you going to be out here getting your groove on, your swerve on, your party on, getting just whatever y'all do? The next drink, the next puff. Family, wake up. That's what this is all about. Wake up. They have internment camps for you, vaccinations for you. They have trains with gas waiting for you. There will be a crisis coming in the next few months, like 9/11, so that they can roll these troops out. We got boots on the ground now, tanks in your city, tanks in your towns, Russian troops in the Bay Area of California, Chinese troops in Florida, troops from foreign lands all over the place, because they knew that the American troops wouldn't shoot at you. But these people ready to kill. And when the military, like Obama has signed, comes in and they give them the right, they have a right to kill you without ever going to court. And they're going to shoot first and ask later. Now, look, I said at the beginning of the year that Social Change Action Network wasn't going to be about fear factor, but I'm not putting fear in you. I'm telling you the truth. Now, deal with it. Let me tell you something about truth that I love, because, see, when you tell a lie, you're uncomfortable. The person is looking at you with all the power, knowing that you didn't come correct. And therefore, it continues, because you have to tell another lie to prove that lie, which gives that other person the power. And the onus is upon you to still try and clarify what you're explaining. But when you tell the truth, you get it off your chest and the matter is dropped. Case closed, because more often than not, the truth slaps somebody upside the head so much that they got to shut it down. Truth shuts it down, because what would they say? No, you didn't say that. Yes, I did say that, and you know it's true. Now get out my face. That's how y'all deal. But most people are scared to tell the truth, because you don't know what's going to come back your way. Normally, if you watch these TV shows, it's a bunch of shoes and swinging and fighting and going crazy, because truth hurts. Truth hurts. A lot of people get shot behind the truth. A lot of people get killed behind the truth. On a street level, and even on this level where I'm at, where we talk about political events, current events, and what's going on in the scriptures. Not just the Bible, because that's a compilation by Constantine and the Nicene Council and the Catholic Church. They put a bunch of books that they wanted to put together and gave it to us, because they knew we was ignorant and would never read. Didn't know we'd get to this place where we'd start figuring things out. I'm talking about all the Hebrew scrolls that they're hiding from you. Brothers and sisters, this is a matter of national safety as far as us coming into the truth. Because when we come into the truth, we're coming into strength, prowess, knowledge. And when we see our brother Messiah, we're going to be just like him and take back our rightful place
and rule this world like we did in the beginning. The first doctors, teachers, scientists, professors, astronauts. That's what it was. That's where it's going back to. When we had it, it was called the Dark Ages. And then when they took it back from us, they called it the Renaissance period and hired a bunch of white folks, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, to paint our pictures, paint our stuff. And we went into captivity and became sleeping dumb because why? We did not want to obey the Most High. We wanted to be like every other nation around us. Look around you now. What's happening? All your brothers and sisters is trying to appease and appeal to every other race there is. The thing that kills me, fam, is that they look up to us and envy us. But at the same time, you want to be like them. Oh, I'm going to yoga with Jenny. And yoga means to yoke yourself up with a strange god, a fallen angel, and you open up yourself to something you ain't supposed to even open yourself up to. All of our people in the diaspora that have been spread out so that we can hide, he can hide us until he deals with us and chastises us, are all in every false religion you could ever think of. Because we want to be like everybody else because we've lost our way. And you still don't believe you, the people, the Hebrewites? You still don't believe it and you don't know what your heritage is? You think your heritage is greens and yams and fried chicken and watermelon and a slave ship and roots? Nigga, please. There was thousands of years way before that. Start asking some questions and doing some reading and research and find out who you are. You're not African. You're not a Hamite. You're not cursed as the Hamites were. You're cursed because you disobeyed Deuteronomy 28. Now go read it. And then read Psalms 83. And it all came back down to you wanted to be like everybody else. You wanted to be like Mike and wear Nike, which is a Greek god. So yeah, you want to be like everybody else and not realize your place and the ark of safety that you was in. So it's going on right now because we're so lost as a people. In this generation, y'all killing me because you don't even have any testicular fortitude, spiritual capacity, because you don't, they've taught you to hate the church, and I ain't mad at you, but you don't realize that there's a spiritual connection you still have to have, and there's nobody to teach it to you and explain it to you. So the ones that are preaching and teaching it on the streets, they're trying to make them look like clowns and play them down and tell you, nah, that's why they come out with this movie Asher. They want to make them look like fools. There's a people trying to bring you back to the commandments and the Torah and the laws because that was how we conducted our life. Society copied the laws, the 613 laws, so that they could construct a society and give it to us. You with the pink hair and the midriff shirt on and high heel shoes. And the lipstick and the earrings. And I'm talking about a man, by the way. What's up with that? You with the Timberlands and sagging pants, cracking your butt showing, tats all around your neck, earring, nose pierced, eyebrow. Your eyebrows pierced. You got piercings all throughout your face like a pin the tail on the donkey. I'm talking about a female. Y'all have lost your damn mind. Because you won't come back to the Most High and repent. And because Cousin Jethro and them and Pastor Jimmy told you that, you know, repenting means you got to stop that smoking and drinking. Repentance is 1 John 3 and 4. What is sin is 1 John 3 and 4. Transgression of the law. That means not keeping the law. It ain't sitting on that bench, walking down, sitting on the bench and taking the right arm of fellowship. And then coming to choir rehearsal and Bible study? Man, please. By the way, the brother who typed in, Jesus never claimed any religion. We don't subscribe to Jesus. That's a Greek word. And the letter J didn't even come into being until 1600. Okay? His name was not Jesus. It's not Jesus. So I don't even know who you talking about. Because that means you subscribe to, you know, that long white hair, blue-eyed dude. That was Caesar Borgia. that is not in the image of Christ. That's why when he comes back and pays recompense, it's going to be a trip, because there are people that swear up and down they'll never, never, ever worship a black Yahushua HaMashiach. So as I was saying, let's get to the news. So today, I guess, we heard about healthcare crisis. I call it a crisis because you knew Congress was going to pass it, because people have to understand what's in this healthcare. Man, this man Obama that y'all is crying for and cheering for, you know, this homosexual that y'all love, who's passed more, you know, gay laws and bestiality laws for the military and took out the word sodomy in some of the other laws and things about child pornography and pedophilia have been removed. Y'all not even paying attention to what's going on, but check this out, man. This health care, even if you have medical coverage with your job, if you have not signed up by 2014, they made it clear you will be fined. So in order for you to sign up, there will be vaccinations. There's also a stipulation in there that you must have a two-way radio. That two-way radio relates to a chip, a device that will be put upon you so that your medical records can be kept. That's what they're telling you. So we're talking about in 2 years, this is happening. Yeah, you go ahead, you party on. Party like a rock star. Keep watching TV. Keep saying you want to do what you see on TV programming. Keep saying, oh, yeah, I'm a girl, I want to kiss a girl. Yeah, I'm a guy, I want to try a guy. Keep doing all that stuff, which the Most High calls an abomination. It's not natural. It's not meant to be. It was already reported that this man, when he came into prominence, was on his way, that those men that he had affairs with were assassinated and killed. One of them was a choir director. Go figure, huh? Choir director of that man's church that said, damn, America. I don't think a lot of people know what they've gotten themselves into. There's a lot of things being talked about as it pertains to the Olympics, which is going to be one of the biggest distractions ever. And to think about the degree that London has prepared themselves with military and armed themselves as if they're expecting World War III to happen then. You'd be surprised at the cameras, the laws they've passed to be able to arrest anyone that sells anything without their knowledge, to beat down people at will. The type of people that will be patrolling that place, the training that they have is to kill and destroy people. And for all you logging in, logging out on this show, you know, just read the title. This show is not about making you happy or itching your ears. You go tune into Christian radio for that. I don't play that here. You've been lied to enough. Okay, so, you know, we get down with the real news on this particular show. You know, this ambiguity that we get from this president, it's just amazing. The political and social ambiguity that he throws out. You know, the stuff that they put on the teleprompter, because he wouldn't be nothing without it. But he sure is smooth while he's reading it. You'd swear he was saying it. Look in that man's eyes when he's looking at people. There is a fallen angel spirit inside of this man that's given him the ability to run this world in that capacity as he works for his handlers and the Zionists that really control the world and those elite at the top that control everything. They don't want you to wake up and realize that we the masses, that's why they're trying to distract us as they're getting ready to do with race wars, riots, fear of dying, starving to death. Jobs disappearing, 401k money and bank money disappearing, and the economy changing. So that will fragment us, because if we ever came together, we could overthrow the few there at the top, which is like 3%. This man is always given two or more possible meanings in every passage he gives. And then there's something known as syntactic ambiguity, where in every sentence, two things are being said, and we don't even know that. That's why I tell people, don't watch CNN and all that stuff. That's Zionist control and edited. But also, everything is not only edited, but they're told what to say to give messages to other people and to give messages to the crowd to make them think one thing. And they're double speaking. That's what you would call it.
Anyone who believes in politics, which is two sides of the same coin, is out of their mind. Your vote never counted, and it never will. To my people, I implore you to begin to look within and know who you are. And I'm talking like I'm about to sign off, and I'm not hardly about to sign off. My fear is that many have eternally lost their way. Are you paying attention to the only people that they're telling you that are zombies have been black people? White people have been eating people for years. I'm sorry to say. I don't hate other people, but it goes back to the slave days, that it was documented that some of the slaves were barbecued and eaten as a delicacy, especially the babies. It is a known fact where there was no meat up in those hills in those slave days. They were caught, they were cooked because they were not considered human. And there are people in this world now that are still eating people. Look, the only reason I'm telling you this is to get you to realize that this is not, I say to myself, well, wonderful. Hell no. This is not a wonderful world. Scripture tells us that this world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. Scripture also tells us that all of creation is moaning and groaning, waiting for the sons and daughters of the earth, the indigenous people, to return to be in control. This world is being raped and pillaged. If you stop in the woods in a quiet place long enough, you'd hear the trees, mountains, and water screaming and crying. The resources are being raped and pulled out of the earth. That's why they're just raping Africa. And even the more they rape Africa, still there's more resources. It just keeps reproducing. Finding oil everywhere. That's why there's so much genocide. They want those people destroyed. And they don't want all those people in the land in Israel because they know there's a power that comes about. I didn't know there was that many black folks in Israel. They're kicking them out in groves by the tens of thousands. They're transporting them or putting them in jail, throwing them out. And there were black people from every nation flocking to Israel. There's something that's pulling them to that region. I'm telling you this stuff about these zombies and all this stuff to get you to realize that you 800,000 people are kidnapped every year and never discovered and never found. There are no graves for these people. These people are shredded up, sold as meat mixed with beef, and sold to various restaurants and other companies. And since you're used to eating up ground up meat and don't know what you're eating, you're probably eating somebody. They call it ground chuck. It probably is chuck. The zombie thing is a trip because that has something to do with a combination of things. And then there's a binary effect where something triggers a reaction in that person. These people that have turned to zombies were known to have probably never even tried drugs or used drugs. It wasn't no bath salts. It wasn't that little scientific weed, because, you know, you young folks think you're smoking real weed out the ground. This weed is something, and the seeds that you plant in the backyard that you got, this is something they created in a lab, because these young folks smoking weed, and they nod, straight heroin nod, slob coming out the mouth. So with the chemtrails, look up in the sky. Those aren't clouds. That's stuff coming out of the back of a plane, and it's not dissipating. It's remaining, getting wider, dropping down, falling down. You're breathing it. They're spraying you like roaches. It's loaded with all types of metals and chemicals
that are destroying your system. And there's a disease out now due to this. I can't think of the name. I can't call it right now. I know a young lady who has the disease, and everybody thinks she's crazy. She doesn't have it. She thinks she knows things are crawling all over her and coming out of her skin, and they have found the particles. And it's actually metal, like metal shavings. Take that along with the GMO food that has no nutrition, but it's nice and shiny, looks good, looks like real food. Take that with the vaccinations that's loaded from cultured, aborted baby fetal cells, dead animals. I can't remember all the chemicals right now. There's aluminum, there's metals. I'm sorry, it escapes me. But everybody's getting vaccinated, flu, this. They're telling you that your kid can't go to school unless he gets that. That's not true. That's a lie. So the water's fluoridated. You got the BPAs and the xenoestrogens in the plastics. You got chemicals in the clothing and in the couch. And then you mix that with all the radiation in the air and the oil and radiation in the water that's in the seafood that you're eating. And then suddenly there's something that can trigger all that, and people are just zoiding out. You let me see a zombie. Y'all gonna be like, was that Blade? Yeah, I'm gonna be the Black Blade over here. It ain't gonna be no grace and mercy for none of that. Probably gonna come down to that, where Yeshaya said, buy a sword and prepare. Because believe it or not, all these guns, they know who's got guns. They're gonna try to take the guns, but eventually you're gonna run out of bullets. There's going to be complete anarchy and chaos. But let me calm you for those that don't understand that there is a people that can't be touched. But man, y'all have given up and turned yourselves out and allowed yourself to be turned out. And this is the thing that trips me out. When you feed people the truth, you never know how people are going to react or how they're going to respond. There's some downright dirty, despicable, disgusting, sinister people that you work with every day, ride that mass transportation with every day and look at and laugh with. And when they get home, they're butt naked, having sex with animals, worshiping Satan, screwing little babies, looking at child pornography. Got some wild stuff on the internet. You don't know who you sit next to. And then when you get to work, you want to be like, you want to go hang out with Becky and Jim. And scripture made it clear, Mishpacha, fam, that the ways of the Gentiles is death for us. You wonder why we getting shot, killed, dying. You're not keeping the Shabbat, is the Sabbath. You're not trying to come back to what's right. Matter of fact, you're not trying to hear it. You're trying to stay, noided up, zoned up, smoked out, have another drink, and the bottom line is you don't even want to hear what I'm talking about right now. And the reason is because you actually can't hear it because you're so pharmakeyed, sorceried out. What is pharmakeyed sorcery? That's the drugs that you go into your mom and daddy's cabinet take when they're not home. That's the drugs that the doctor gives you. That's the one you'd be like, Doc, can you give me something? That's the drugs that you go get to keep you having sex because everybody wants to be numb. Don't nobody want to deal. And here's the deal. Here's the thing that's tripping me out. We're walking around people that are demon-possessed. I look at some people, and I want to ask them, demon, what's your name? They'll probably be like, Legion. But you know what? They're so doped up that the demon is under control. Now, when everything stops and they don't have access to their drugs, alcohol, weed, or the way that they used to life rolling and the normalcy is broken, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah, the zombie effect. And let me go back to what I was saying about these zombies, how they're all being black. Pretty soon, if they keep being that way, your butt going to be starting to be looked at strange. This is what will incite a race war and have people fighting and shooting and want to kill one another. So there's a reason why they keep putting it out there. Yeah, that another black man in Texas was found eating the face off of a... Come on now. And the thing about it was they put this in movies years ago. Years ago. And y'all went and got high and went and saw it and laughed at it. Now it's going to be in your face. So you're spooked already. You're already a fearful nation. Because you don't have the power of the Most High. You've been so programmed by these movies that destroy your psyche, your self-esteem, your conscience. You've seen so much violence that you're numb to it. Young people don't care about nobody's life. There's so many people demon-possessed, and there's nobody out here ready to handle that, that can deal with that. I'm not going to say trained. I ain't talking about no psychologist. You know, psychologists going to deal with no being trained. It's going to take folks that's got a gift that's anointed and skilled from the Most High, that's not afraid of no demons, but it's got power over them, that when they walk in a room, that them demons calm down. But the thing is that most of y'all, I mean, everybody's almost pretty much demon-possessed. This whole world is worshiping Satan. Everybody's gateway, their eyes, soul, and spirit is wide open. They have no protection because they don't know what protection is. And nobody's hungry enough to ask where it is and where do I go? How do I find it? You sit up and watch a Super Bowl halftime show and they're doing a satanic ritual in front of you and unleashing new demons upon the earth and preparing the way for a new world order in the age of Aquarius. And the killing of religions, and you just busy just drinking your six-pack and doing what you got to do and don't even know what's happening, and smoking and eating and drinking and getting, you know what, everything, when you putting vaccinations inside of you, because let me say this, this is going to trip you out. In the scriptures, when somebody was sick, when somebody, was sick, it was referred to as being a demon spirit. And when once they were healed, they were told, like, don't go sin no more. And to not sin is to keep the laws. Tune in. Tune in on the Shabbat this Saturday so you can start hearing the laws. Me and Elder D are talking about the laws and the Ten Commandments, which is why they took them out of the schools and out of the government places, because they don't want you keeping that, because that's your covering. Don't you know you are special, gifted people? He created you and breathed in you and then said, just keep these commandments and don't be like everybody else. Don't eat that, all that other stuff you eating. Stop trying to be like them. And the reason he said love one another, because we are some of the people that hate each other the most, and they told us to hate each other during slavery. We look at each other and have a nigga moment in a minute and shoot and kill somebody just because of how they looking at you. What you looking at? We despise one another. Man, stop the madness, man. We got to stop the madness, man, for real. This is ridiculous. Let's take a break.
Mind control. It's mind control. they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I beg slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted, corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Welcome back. This is V the Preacher. You're listening to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. And also, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Yeah, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. Many will fall. Many will be slain because you have picked a side. You think this world is better than serving the Most High. And His commandments aren't grievous towards us. His commandments is straight love. And once you fall in love with His commandments, you realize I'm living a better way of life. But you've been lied to. Told you got to live like the black man that's on TV. Live like the black woman that's on TV. Be a hoe. Be a dyke. Lesbian or homosexual. Get mo. And get it while it lasts. Pull your trigger. Man, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. There is a better way. It does get better. And you need to switch up your whole game because you headed towards death, because we are at the doorstep of the transition. This is the transition. And you have been medicated, vaccinated, indoctrinated, miseducated. So now you are a part of social ambivalence. You don't know what you feel. You sit up here and feel negative and positive at the same time. That's why I wouldn't mess with, man, please. You've been programmed to have this cognitive disorder, cognitive dissonance. It's your way of life. Which is why I gotta feel sorry for you. This whole show, I gotta be like sympathetic to a degree, because I realize you don't have a sword and shield to guard you from these darts where these witty people and
knowledgeable people that have studied you, your melanin, your blood samples, your types, and your psyche and your behavior to the core, know you better than you know yourself, know who you are and what you will become, you don't have anything to fight against it. So this ambivalence you feel, some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about, where you love somebody and hate somebody at the same time. Man, sisters, you know that's you. I'm going to say it straight up. Y'all remember that movie, Baby Boy? She's like, I hate you, Jody. And then, what, a few minutes later, they on the bed. All y'all told each other that that's the best love making there is after an argument. That's crazy. Lost y'all minds, man. Having two conflicting emotions and possessing them, I mean rightfully possessing them, owning them. Are you schizophrenic or just duplicitous in nature, or do you know what's happening to you? I know you don't know what's happening to you because there are forces at work that are trying to split your soul in half. There's people that have tried to sell their soul on purpose because they figure if I just give in, then at least I'll have peace. If I give in to these spirits, these lusts, if I do whatever I want, like Jay-Z said with that T-shirt on where he was following witchcraft terminology and he got it from Aleister Crowley, do whatever thou wilt. That means have a life with no parameters, no restrictions, no law, no commandment. When you don't have a king, you are lawless. No commandments, you are lawless. So we are a lawless people, which is why they know from the top you will break the laws of the land because you're not keeping the laws that the Most High gave you as a people. So they got jails ready for you, bullets ready for you, coffins ready for you, and malt liquor. Or a blunt, a swisher. Keep you medicated while they setting stuff up. You are distracted at the gay parade and everything and out there just doing it. Got you distracted. I'm sorry, man. I just think that what we think is fly and cool, we actually being played for a fool while they're preparing things for your destruction. Destruction of your children and your kids. They want your kids all gay for depopulation purposes. Don't be having no more babies. And if you do, put them up for adoption so we can get a hold of your babies, have sex with them, make child pornography, and then kill them, and then eat them. That's the world you live in, man. And you don't even want to believe it. Because your world is through rose-colored lenses, and you skipping through the daisies because you body-bodied. You kicking it. You feel like you got a stash, you got a little money, you got a few honeys, and you playing a few dudes, and you pushing a Benz that you owe money on, and what? What? Oh, hold on, let me flip it. Let me go to the bougie Negro. You making 100 grand a year, you flipping the Benz and going out with Harry, Tom, and all them, and you so you the man now, because we moving on up, so you done made it. And you will sell out your brothers and sisters in a minute because they told you that we will give you another promotion if you, but don't take it to the hood. Y'all better do some studying on Bolé. We talked about that before. These cats get these millions of dollars and they are told to play along. They are told by their agent to invest their money with their agent's friend. And if they don't, here comes the sex scandal. Here comes this scandal. Or they come up dead. You don't even realize the world that you're living in and the games that's being played on our people. So this is how serious it is for our community, but we don't want to come into the full knowledge of the fact that we are more than what they have told us we are. I'm going to ask you tonight to stop supporting that's killing you and destroying you, if you've understood anything that I've said to you tonight. You can't want to be the image that they're telling you you have to be in order to be successful and be somebody. It is as simple as even coming back to, you know, I'm starting to see brothers and sisters, you know, making their own clothes, going back to natural beauty, you know. And the thing about this clothing thing I mentioned earlier, they are actually putting chemicals in all of the name brand gear that you're buying and that you want to wear so that they can destroy you from within. This is one of the most toxic societies there has ever been in the history of mankind, which is why the cancer rate is so high. And the number one thing they want you to do is go get some insurance. And then as soon as they find out you got cancer, put you in the hospital and will kill your black butt as soon as you start that chemotherapy. Chemotherapy was designed to expedite the process, get your money, have you in debt to the hospitals, and then have your spouse left here to deal with the rest. We got a caller, 706-768. You better come correct. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your comment?
Yo, what up? My name's Tyrone Walters. I'm coming from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm just calling just to discuss stuff, man. Like, this is a Social Change Action Network, right? Or it's by Social Change Action Network.
Right.
Yeah.
What you want to speak?
I mean, like, I want to speak about the hip-hop game. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, what you want to say about it?
Like, it's hard. I'm in that shit right now. I'm trying to get my name out, but, like, it's like people don't want to listen to me. Because, I don't know, I guess I'm not finding that sound, but do you have any recommendations as to what I could do to enhance my career?
Okay, what's your name again?
Tyrone.
Okay, Tyrone from Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen up.
404-706, man.
That's all good. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Okay, so the brother Tyrone is sincere, and I got mad love for him, but this is one of the problems with our people because we all want to blow up in this white man's world, this Zionist society. Tyrone, I got love for you because I walked away from the society of music years ago when I recorded for Sony Polygram and did all that stuff. That stuff is meant to exploit you and then destroy you and kill you. I believe you might be gifted and got talents, brother, but until you become self-contained and learn to do that from your heart for the people, then you won't blow up. But if you're looking to blow up in this world, which belongs to the Gentiles, as scriptures have said, that this world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked, we coming to the end of the Gentile era, but right now, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, need I say more? When they get through with you, they're going to kill your butt. You will be a falling star. To blow up in this world is to die in this world. But to use your gifts and talent, you're supposed to do that. And to let the Most High let it be what it's going to be and go as far as it's supposed to go, then that's as far as it's going to go. But see, that's what this world has got us programmed, thinking that we're not successful until we become American Idol, X Factor. See, what we're saying is we need validation. So I applaud you that you want to be recognized, but a real artist loves his art and plays it for free. Anybody who has a gift will do it for free because they love it that much. And what you give away from the heart will come back to you from the heart. I'm only going to speak the truth here. Mad love for you. 714-417-424. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, question or comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck niggas.
That's our people, ignorance. That's what we said. If ignorance is bliss, we lived in heaven. And so you know that's going to still be there. Because you know what? When you give somebody the truth, you don't never know how they're going to act. But I still will spit this truth and let you know the truth. And like that's going to sway me from telling the truth? Now the onus is on you because you displayed your ignorance and that you're living in that ambivalence. You're hearing something that you know is truth, but you want to curse it because you're being challenged to change. And you can't do that. You don't have it within you. My people. When we going to wake up? When we going to wake up? Truth of the matter is that At one point, I was saying that I'm empathetic to this course that we're on because everything has been ramped up to destroy us economically, socially, physically, and spiritually. You got to fight to live when you're in the grocery store with what you eat and put in your body, driving, keeping your job, making sure your kids make it home. Sick and twisted out here. Because the other thing you don't know is that there are frequencies and you know, like the brother was talking about music, some of your music ain't even on the frequency that they want you to put it out on because they don't want no socially conscious music. They don't want no more conscious rappers. They don't want nobody saying nothing that's going to wake up a people or change a people. They don't want to hear no truth, which is what real gospel is. They don't want none of that stuff no more. So you got this watered down music. And then when you get through with it and hand it over to them, they put frequencies and spells and demonic stuff all on it. And then they make sure they put their spin on it and they use it the way they want to use it. And you got images being displayed in the videos that you had nothing to do with because they want to program our kids who don't have no parents at home that give a damn because grandmama at the club. But our kids are programmed to do everything they see on this TV. What you going to do about this ambivalence? Where do you find your peace? Where do you find your inner peace where you're not conflicted, duplicitous, and pulled on in different directions? Call in numbers 213-769-0910. And you listening to Straight No Chaser. The truth is ugly, ain't it? Nah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because if I love you, I'll tell you the truth. If I hate you, I'll lie to you. But about y'all that hate and love, man, come on now. That's where it's got to stop. The relationships that we have with ourselves, the relationships we have as men and women, and you know, I'm the one that said on social straight no chaser, women fall back. Feminism started in the 1900s, but something different has happened with black feminism to make sure that you don't never let that man back in the house. Now you're starting to get it, but you want to coexist with him because you have too much fear. You don't trust him to take the lead. And it is some ignorant niggas out here, I understand. But you got to give a person a chance to mess up before you come in doubting and wondering. I say this because it's time, and we're coming into it, where a man will honestly become a righteous king, elder, brother, man in the community. And if you can change a home, you can change a community, you can change a community, you can change a city, you change a city, you can change a state. The problem here is that they don't want you to wake up, people. This war is against you, Israel. You are the chosen people. These people hate you. There's jealousy in this world. I'm just going to tell it to you like it is. You are not loved. You are envied, sometimes admired. So why the hell you want to be like them, dress like them, look like them, walk away from anything that resembles us? And they count on it. The fear is even in seeing a woman have the respect for a man to be a man and start taking back his children and raise them. Because they're counting on the opportunity to miseducate your children and dumb them down and vaccinate them and molest them and manipulate them. Look at this coach, man, up in college, raping little boys. I had a clip I want to play for you of a man right here in, I think the Chronicle talked about it, in San Francisco, who they're giving awards and accolades to, and he sits on the Human Rights Commission, and he's sitting up watching child pornography. Went to jail, got it out in 2 hours. And he said the favorite, my favorite child pornography black film that I enjoyed watching was the little black boy getting nailed from, the little two-year-old black boy getting nailed from behind. Disgusting, right? These are what the upper elite people are into and what they do. This is a sick and twisted world. We are a wholesome and loving people, but we've got to come back to being that way. If you have a question or comment, you got to dial in and you got to press 1 to raise your hand. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. If you've been listening to the show and you overstand, why don't you tell me what you feel, what you think. This show is designed to deal with our community, deal with our people, because as the scripture said, we're going to be in amazement. And right now, we're more than amazement. We're a three-ring circus, off the charts, with the way we dress and conduct ourselves. Some lascivious people will go all the way out and not even care. Let's take a break.
This one right here is for the people.
The smartest dummies can't read the language of Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in the Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bare bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like a at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that sends in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flattened, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started love. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Tell us teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get pissed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can they resign? Can they restart? Can they make peace? Can they fight war? Can they milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds?
Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming, eat.
So my sister, and fall back into love, fall back into being respected and treated the way you need to be treated.
not by these brothers that's disrespecting you, but most of them being disrespectful because they fear your strength and they're intimidated by your strength. And you've been designed to be strong in this world because you've been told you can't trust him. So we are abrasive towards each other because we have this distrust for one another. And there's a conflict. And we have that same ambivalence because we want to surrender, but we have another feeling. I got to keep control. And that's been created inside you. But at some point, there's an exercise that people do at some of these classes where they make a person turn around, close their eyes, and trust the person behind you to catch you when you fall back. You ought to see if you can try doing that, but the majority of you can't even try doing that because it's something about vertigo, the feeling of falling. But have you ever tried vertigo love, the feeling of falling into real love? Because right now the society has taught us how to lust for one another. You get yours, I'll get mine. And nothing is real. Nothing is sincere. And I could bet, count on one hand, that none of you have ever been loved, men and women, probably seriously and sincerely, where it's unconditional, where it touches the core of your soul. And that's why they've taught you to destroy one another with sex, because scripture said that the sin of sex is a sin against the body. Every other sin, you know, is something that can be dealt with. But when you go there with that, you're destroying your flesh. You're becoming numb, callous, and cold. And sisters, you are designed to take in everything that goes in you because you're a natural container. And you retain that. Once you get hurt, you've been hurt, and you're still retaining that. And you become like a transistor. Too much electricity, too much power. This overload circuit breaks. And then you hard to deal with. And you brothers don't have hell to pay for dropping these babies and not doing what you're supposed to do. So I can't cover all bases, all points, but with the fallback, it's like, where do we start? Who goes first? Who trusts who to catch who? So, yeah, I've been told, you know, I'm the president of the male chauvinist club, misogynist, you know. I'm not against that. I want to get the door, push the chair up to the table, you know, but you quick to grab the door and tell me how this relationship's going to go and dictate it because you have been subconsciously programmed to do so. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at our community about nothing I've talked about tonight because television is programming you. The movies are programming you because after you see it, you say, I've got to be that. That's why half of you sisters is still wearing Indian hair sacrificed to false gods that somebody cut off their head just so they could feed their baby. And knowing you broke. I applaud you sisters tonight with these naps. Got a little color in it. It's your little natural cultured style. You look good. You look good. Matter of fact, I'm going to, you know, go get me. I won't even go there. Go back to being natural because, let me say this. Go back to being natural because the commercials have tried to tell you to be this image and you buy into it. And when you buy into it, you're buying into the commercialization of your destruction. Every penny you give is going towards your death. You're paying to help them destroy you because every corporation is owned by an Illuminatus, New World Order, and those that know what the plan is for you and your life. So you're paying them to destroy you. You're paying them to bring this military here and to buy these bullets to prepare to destroy you. I mean, we covered some ground tonight. We know what's getting ready to happen in the earth. Forget this organized religion and all these churches and all that stuff. Come together as a fam, a community, and get ready to support each other and put this foolishness down. These nigger moments, hating, shooting, killing, destroying. We some wicked people when we want to be. But at the core inside of us, there's love, and we don't want to feel it and get in touch with it. So, fam, I'm going to tell you, it's time to come together. We're going to have to come together. We're going to have to come together. If I don't have any more callers out there, you know, I'm probably cut it short. I'm glad you tuned in. I mean, I would love to hear from you. But, you know, if I don't hear from you, you listen to Straight No Chaser. We hear every Thursday from now on because this show is about fam,
us talking about us. Man, raise your kids. Raise your kids. And it ain't cool. If little Jimmy's, if he's gay and little Shonda wants to try lesbianism, man, it's not cool. And about you adults that's scared of these kids and letting your kids intimidate you, talk crazy, and you be like, that's all right, he expressing himself, that's you acting like them other nations. Stand up to your kids. Stand up to your kids. If you got to be a Creflo Dollar and spend the night in jail one night, make sure you done beat their ass real good. But don't take that, man, because society is telling them to talk to you like that and disrespect you. And you the one that's already crossed the bridge they haven't crossed. So you do what you got to do. Hey, if it goes down for me for telling you that, then so whatever. I want y'all to know that you're probably good as dead anyway if you don't stand up for what you believe in. So if you're going to go, at least let it be that you stood up for what you believe in and you handled your business, because your children are your legacy. And that's what you're going to leave behind. And if you're leaving behind a menace to society, when you stand before the Most High, you're going to have to deal with that. That's real talk. Come back to the unit of the family. Let's kill this cognitive dissonance and trying to medicate the complexities of life that we feel. Because that means you got to get in touch with your spirit. And that means you got to come back to the commandments and the laws and real scripture. Not what they saying on TBN and on Sunday, because Sunday is not the day. Saturday was our day, the Shabbat. I'm not no seven-day Adventist. I'm telling you to get away from what the world told you to do. If you just do your own research, you'll find out what I'm saying. Because I'm not religious, don't like religion, don't believe in it, hate it with a passion. I hate these fake pastors that are taking money from y'all and putting their kids through college, getting $100,000 cars, living high on the hog, practicing witchcraft, all into Freemasonry, screwing all the women in the church. It's the worst, most corrupt place in the world. Church is where you go get your groove on and pick up what you want to pick up. I'm sick of it. Anyway, I'm V the Preacher. If you don't have any more questions, nothing to say, you've been listening to Straight No Chaser. And I'm going to say, as I always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for y'all.
Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet where I hello. Mother, mother, woo.